අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children, welcome you to Rohunu Guru Gedara educational program. English for grade 11 students. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryaveva. Today I came with another interesting lesson. From today's lesson, we are focusing on extract necessary information from various types of text. Under this competency, we are going to learn how to read and respond to simple poems. Here I do consider on two simple poems. My dear children, I hope at the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the simple poetic techniques and how to respond the given questions. Dear children, do you like to recite and enjoy poems? Yes, I am pretty sure that you would. The poem today you are going to listen to is on a common topic. It is about animals. Have you ever read poems on our attitudes towards animals? Okay. The title of the poem is Kindness to Animals. Kindness to Animals. The poet is unknown. So, what is the title of the poem, children? Yes. Can you repeat it, please? Very good. Kindness to Animals. When you listen to the name itself, you may feel that this poem is on kindness towards animals. So, can you identify the attitude given in the topic? Very good. Kindness. Kindness. Okay. Now I know that you are eagerly waiting to listen to the poem. Okay, children. I am not going to disappoint you. Take your activity sheet. Keep it with you. And listen to the poem. I'm going to recite it. Kindness to Animals. Little children, never give pain to things that feel and live. Never hurt the timid hare peeping from her green grass lair. Let her come and sport and play on the lawn at close of day. The little lark goes soaring high to the bright wings of the sky, singing as if were always spring. Oh, let him sing his happy song. No, do these gentle creatures wrong. Dear children, why don't you read the poem again? Come on. Little children, never give pain to things that feel and live. Never hurt the timid hare peeping from her green grass lair. Let her come and sport and play on the lawn at close of day. The little lark goes soaring high to the bright wings of the sky, singing as if were always spring, or let him sing his happy song. no to these gentle creatures wrong. Now, dear children, let's answer the given questions. Read the first question. Who does the poet speak to? What do you think? Can you remember the poem? To whom the poet was speaking? Yes, very good, children. To children. So what about your answer? I hope you have got it. Children, now let's read the second question. Who can feel pain according to the poet? Who can feel pain according to the poet? Please go through the poem once again. Can you find the answer? Yes, in the first two lines, writer tells, little children never give pain to things that feel and live. Then what will be the answer? Yes, the answer is the things that feel and live. Okay, children, let's see the third one. What is the animal that come and play on the lawn? What is the animal that come and play on the lawn? Can you remember who is peeping from her green grass layer? Who is timid? Yes, according to the poem, never heard the timid hare peeping from the green grass layer. So look at these two lines. Further, on the next line, it tells you, let her come and sport and play. Okay, children, then who is that animal? Great, the answer is hare, rabbit. Right, another name, rabbit. Remember, when this type of questions appear in your O-level paper, you have to read lines very carefully. Shall I read the answers again up to now? Yes, first one is to children. Second one, things that feel and alive. And the third one is hare. Okay, children, I feel you have got correct answers. Right. Now we are going to find answers for the next two questions. Shall we read the next question? Yes. Underline the adjective in this line. Underline the adjective in this line. What is the line given to you? To the bright wings of the sky. Okay, children. What is an adjective? Yes. An adjective describes a noun. Then what is the noun here? Yes, wings. Shall we find the adjective then? Can you guess? Correct. The answer is bright. Bright wings. Bright wings. Did you draw a line? Okay. Now let's move on to the next question. What does the word him refer to in 11th line? Can you read the 11th line? Okay. Oh, let him sing his happy song. Who is singing? Let's find. Let's read from 7th line. The little lark goes soaring high to the bright wings of the sky, singing as if always spring, or let him sing his happy song. Now you listen to both the question and the poem. Shall we discuss the answers? Right. Who is him? Yes, the answer is lark. Okay, children. Now let's move on to the second task given in your activity sheet. Children, before reciting the poem, tell me how many stanzas are there? Children, how many stanzas are there in this poem? Yes, shall we count? How many? Good. There are 4 stanzas. 4 verses. Now, let's recite it. Follow me. She lives in a garret up a haunted stair, and even when she is frightened, there's nobody to care. She cooks so small a dinner. She dines on the smell, and even if she's hungry, there's nobody to tell. She sweeps her musty lodging as the dawn steals near, and even when she is crying, there's nobody to hear. I haven't seen my neighbor since a long time ago, and even if she is dead, there's nobody to know. Okay, children, shall we read the poem again? She lives in a garret up a haunted stair, and even when she is frightened, there's nobody to care. She cooks so small a dinner. She dines on the smell, and even if she's hungry, there's nobody to tell. She sweeps her musty lodging as the dawn steals near, and even when she's crying, there's nobody to hear. I haven't seen my neighbor since a long time ago, and even if she's dead, there's nobody to know. Okay, children, shall we read the first question? Underline the correct answer. She lives. Answer A. In a hotel room. Answer B. On a satire. Number C. In an attic. With the word lives, you can guess the answer. Yes, it is in the first stanza. The word live is in the first line. She lives in a garret up a haunted stair. Okay, children, what is the answer then? Yes, the answer is C. Shall we move to the second question? Let's read it. Does she cook enough to eat? Now find the word cooks. Did you find it? Yes, very good. It is in the second stanza. Can you read the line? She cooks so small a dinner. Okay? Does she cook a big dinner? No, she doesn't. Then children, what is the answer? I think you have got the correct answer. Now let's move on to the question 3. What does she do early in the morning? Repeat the question, children. What does she do early in the morning? Can you find a word similar to morning? Okay. It's in the third stanza. Shall we read the first two lines? She sweeps her musty lodging as the dawn steals near. What is the word? Yes, it is dawn. Dawn is a similar word to morning. Okay, children, what does she do? The answer is sweep her musty lodging. Right, children? Now let's move on to the fourth question. Write the line which shows the writer's relationship with she. Write the line which shows the writer's relationship with she. In the last stanza, writer speaks about she. I haven't seen my neighbor since a long time ago. Then who is she? Yes, she is his neighbor. Okay, the answer is neighbor. Now, to the last question. This talks about the overall idea of the poem. Let's read the question. What kind of life does she live? Children, what kind of life does she live? What can you tell about her life? As there is nobody to care, she has no friends, so she is alone. Can you tell me what type of life does she live? Yes. A lonely life. Okay, children. The answer is a lonely life. Is it clear to you, children? Now, we have come to the end of our lesson today. So, today in my lesson, I focused on how to read the poem. How to read the poem and respond to the given questions. Right, children? How to read the poem and respond to the given questions. Dear children, these types of questions will appear in the O-level paper. So, what you have to do is read carefully both the questions and the poem. What you have to do is read carefully both the questions and the poem. No need of thinking on the meaning of all the words. Right, children? no need of thinking on the meaning of all the words, almost all the words. Don't worry about, right, there may be difficult words in the poem. So search for keywords. Search for keywords. Then you can easily find the answers. Right, children? You can find the answers easily. There are some poems like this in your English pupils book. Grade 11 English pupils book. You can see this type of poems. And also, don't forget about your workbook. There also, you will see this type of poems. So please answer them as homework. In your pupils' book, please write these page numbers. Page 23, page number 51, page number 68, page number 69, and page number 70. There are some simple poems. You can practice answering these questions. Okay, children? So, thank you all for participating attentively in the educational program of Rohunu Guru Gedara. Hope you all enjoy the lesson. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryavava. I'll meet you once again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala
Meeng Ape Iskoole
Gamin Nagare Dooputunta Denumaran Gedarata Ena
Pooji Ape Radio Iskoole
Ruhunu Guru Gedara